USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus vaccine trials continue, President Trump was asked at his coronavirus briefing on Friday who would be first in line for that vaccine.
I will rely on the doctors to tell me that. I would say probably the elderly. I would say nursing homes. A lot of people said, would you take it? I said, I'll take it if they want, or I'll go first or last. I'll do whatever they want me to do. But I would think that the elderly, the people that are most vulnerable to the disease, and we're actually making those lists right now.
In a virtual address, Joe Biden vowed to rebuild the nation's economy and shift the balance of power back to workers. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee said his administration will give necessary funding to local governments and frontline employees. Biden also discussed affordable health care, although once again did not take any questions. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Reaction coming in to a historic deal that was announced on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
This is a game changer. It is a sea change for the Mideast. Hats off to President Trump and his team.
Senator Lindsey Graham saying a peace agreement announced yesterday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates is kind of a big deal.
It's going to create stability in a region that's been very troubled. It's going to create economic opportunity for American businesses to get into the game with the UAE and Israel.
The deal means the UAE becomes just the third Arab country to recognize Israel's existence.
The CDC releasing a new report that found depression symptoms among Americans were 4 times higher in June of this year compared to last year. The increase was especially notable in young adults, essential workers, and unpaid caregivers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
47 charges of racial discrimination against Yale have been placed by the Department of Justice. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
Following a Justice Department investigation, they've stated that Yale University illegally discriminates against Asian Americans and white applicants during the admissions process. The DOJ informed Yale that it reached the conclusion after a 2-year investigation triggered by complaints from Asian American groups. As a condition of receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer funding, the Ivy League universities must agree to comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in programs or activities receiving financial assistance from the federal government. The DOJ is also claiming that race is the determining factor in hundreds of admissions each year.
Banks are tightening lending standards and weeding out some of the neediest borrowers. The Fed's latest survey of senior loan officers finds that banks have raised interest rates and collateral requirements, as well as loan covenants, and are charging higher premiums for what they see as riskier loans. More than 80,000 small businesses permanently closed from March 1st through July 25th, including about 60,000 local businesses. That's according to Yelp. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.